Our date today is November 19th, and we hope in every way it's been a good day for you. On this November 19th, 1961, we'd like to do a little remembering. We'd like to look backwards over our shoulders down the long corridor of the years to another November 19th, a long time ago. The year we've picked is 1942, 19 years ago today. November 19th, 1942. Where were you then? What were you doing? Can you remember? These were the headlines. Allies had spread over Tunisia, routing the Nazi patrols. Henri Pétain had just turned the rule of France over to Pierre Laval, virtually abdicating as chief of the French state. And it was reported that Germans assaulting a factory district in Stalingrad had once again been driven back. November 19th, 1942. Henry Morgenthau, Jr., the Secretary of the Treasury, announced a new war loan drive with a goal of $9 million. There were rumors that cheese and butter might be rationed. And in Washington, Mrs. Roosevelt, the First Lady, told the press that she had learned a tremendous amount on her tour of wartime Britain. She had learned enormous pride in the ability of human nature. When you really have to face up to anything, you can always do it. November 19th, 1942. The Oak Leaf Cluster was awarded to an absent Lieutenant General Jonathan Wainwright, who had taken over the Philippine defenses after General MacArthur had been assigned to a command in the Southwest Pacific. Along with many of his men, Wainwright was reported a prisoner. Can you remember that last message from Corregidor?
We have got about 55 minutes, and I feel sick at my stomach. I'm really low down. They are around now, smashing rifles. They bring in the wounded every minute. It is a horrible sight. We will be waiting for you guys to help. This is the only thing, I guess, that can be done. General Wainwright is a right guy, and we are willing to go on for him. But shells are dropping all night, faster than hell. Damage terrific. Too much for guys to take. My name, Irving Strobing. Get this to my mother, Mrs. Minnie Strobing, 605 Barbie Street, Brooklyn, New York. Message. My love to all family and friends. God bless them all. Tell Joe, wherever he is, give him hell for us. Sign my name and tell my mother how you heard from me. Stand by.
The last message from Corregidor. Can you ever forget it? 19 years ago today, the Office of Defense Transportation in Washington began a don't travel drive for civilians. And it was revealed that Lieutenant General Dwight Eisenhower had been to a private screening of an American movie just two nights before he left for the campaign in North Africa. The movie he had seen, The Road to Morocco. No, we know you haven't forgotten.
We're off on the road to Morocco.
Well, look out.
Well, clear the way.
Stand
here
by for a concussion.
The men eat fire, sleep on nails, and saw their wives in half.
It seems to me there should be easier ways to get a laugh.
Shall I slip my big shoes out?
Off on the road to Morocco.
Hooray!
Well, blow a horn.
Everybody duck.
Yes, the green light. Come on, boys.
We may run into villains, but we're not afraid to roam.
Because we read the story and we end up safe at home.
Yeah, certainly do get around.
Like a complete set of Shakespeare that you get in the corner drugstore for $1.98.
We're Morocco bound.
Or like a volume of Omar Khayyam that you buy at a department store at Christmas time for your cousin Julia.
We're Morocco bound.
Hope and Crosby off on the road to Morocco as thousands of Allied troops were off to North Africa. November 19th, 1942. After reading the war news in the paper, you may have turned to the sports pages with great relief, and you would have read the announcement that Leo DeRocher was being retained as manager of the Dodgers by the new president, Branch Rickey. Or maybe after coming home from your job at a war plant, you decided to have a night out at the movies. You may have been seeing For Me and My Gal with Judy Garland. Remember how Judy and Gene Kelly sounded?
Ding dong, ding dong. Do you hear the bells go ding dong? Do you know why they're ringing?
Why, no. I don't know why they're ringing.
Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more. In love land for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. For weeks they've been sowing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two.
Or three.
Or four.
Or five.
Or maybe more.
Love land for me and my gal.
Yes, maybe you saw For Me and My Gal. Or you might have been seeing Veronica Lake and Frederick March in I Married a Witch. Or perhaps Ginger Rogers and Cary Grant were at the local movie house in Once Upon a Honeymoon. Or maybe you were watching The Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper. Do you remember how Cooper sounded as he gave Lou Gehrig's farewell speech? Or maybe you even remembered that night how the speech itself had sounded 3 years before when Gehrig had spoken those moving words.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
That was Lou Gehrig, whose life was so beautifully portrayed by Gary Cooper in Pride of the Yankees. November 19th, 1942. Maybe you were in New York on a visit or living there, and maybe you were at the theater. Life with Father was in its fourth year on Broadway. Tallulah Bankhead and Frederick March were in Skin of Our Teeth. And Vincent Price was doing his best to convince Judith Evelyn that she was crazy in Angel Street. But perhaps you didn't go out that evening at all. And perhaps when you were sitting around in the evening, your wife suggested, this year, let's go out for Thanksgiving dinner. And looking back on it, you should have, because a famous New York restaurant advertised a complete Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings for just $2. November 19th, 1942. Where were you then? What were you doing? Can you remember?